And we're with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library on this Tuesday. And welcome back from vacation, Cindy. We missed you.
Well, thank you.
How was vacation?
I missed the vacation.
You missed the vacation.
Yeah, it was really great, actually. I mean, we were in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico, and I'm telling you, it was just the perfect weather. You had warm sunshine during the day and then cooler at night and super low humidity. I don't know if I've ever been to Mexico with that low of humidity. In fact, you know, we probably could have brought an extra sweatshirt or so with,
right.
But...
Right.
You know, it's not like, whatever,
well,
it worked out.
I'm sure it was a very relaxing vacation for you, huh?
It was. It was nice to get away. It just warms you up on the inside, all that sun. So, yeah.
The question I always have to ask you, though, while you're on vacation, how many books did you get read, Cindy? I know you're such a book reader.
Probably 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
Know. Anyway, so,
What was one of your favorites?
I don't know. I kind of have been reading some human interest stories, you know, different things that happen to people.
Mm-hmm. I like them, too.
Yeah, just kind of some interesting things like that. But I met so many interesting people at the resort.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met lots of different people from all over. There were Canadians. I met some people from Southern California.
Nice.
I met some people that were from the state of Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a people person.
I just can't help it.
That's right. All right. Well, welcome back. We did miss you, and we'll get back on track here at the library show. And I know you just released the newsletter for February.
Oh, yes, we have so many cool things going on. It's just kind of exciting. This week is Take and Make Week for our, every Wednesday is Library Day for after-school kids. And this week we have a Valentine's Take and Make. And it's kind of a cool thing. It's a tic-tac-toe game with, of course, M&Ms. if you don't eat them all.
Well, I would eat them all.
Yes.
How does that work?
Oh, it's just kind of a fun thing. I mean, we've got a container of M&Ms and a tic-tac-toe board and some stuff like that. So it's first come, first serve. So this is for our after-school crowd of kids. Anyway, and that will be released tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 5th. And then next week, we have our adult class on the 11th, which is a Tuesday at 5:30, and we are making a snowman.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a snowman class for adults, and it's just kind of a fun time for people, and we still have openings. So if you're interested in joining us, give us a call. Also, on our Wednesdays, we're playing Minute to Win It on the 12th. We are going to show the movie Wicked on the 19th, which is Wednesday for after school.
And you have a room for that, right, for movies?
Oh, yeah. We've got a nice meeting room with a big 85-inch television in it, so that's what we usually use to show movies and stuff in the new space. Mm-hmm. It is pretty awesome that we have all this space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we really needed to, we could pop into the 52-wing gymnasium if we needed to, but
okay.
It seems to work really well to use that television to show movies.
Okay,
and then we've got our Lego Club, but we're also offering another thing, another class for adults. We're also offering a cricket gift class. And what that is Lisa will be here. Lisa Ramsbacher that works here at the library and has lots of skills, lots of talent. We're so lucky that she works with us anyway. And so Lisa's cricket gift class will consist of learning how to make a gift card, a gift bag, and an item to put in it. And you can either use this as a gift for a friend or, of course, keep it for yourself. And we're offering 3 times for this because we really want small class sizes. Anyway, and you'll complete all 3 projects in one of the classes, and you'll have a choice of Monday the 24th at 10 Monday the 24th, and I think that's at 10 a.m. And then the 25th, oh, Monday the 24th is at 1 p.m. And the 25th is 10 a.m., which is a Tuesday, or 5:30 p.m. So those are your choices here for that particular class.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting, too, something else. Plus, we have two different groups that are meeting here this month. If you're interested in help with your taxes, Prairie 5 is going to be here on February 18th from 10 to 6 p.m., and they, of course, would like you to call ahead at their offices to register for a time to meet with them. So.
Okay.
Pretty awesome that they will be here, too.
Yeah, somebody there to help you with your taxes, you mean, or how to do it, or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they will do your taxes for you.
Oh, they will?
It's a pretty wonderful thing. And so, you just have to give them a call, and they will arrange it all for you.
And it's at the library, then?
Yep, it's here at the library. Okay. They're going to be meeting here three times during the month of...
February?
February. Well, actually, February, March, and April, once a month.
Okay.
Yeah, and so those dates are all, listed on our website. Check that all out. And also in our newsletter, they are listed as well. So, make sure that you take advantage of that, because it is a pretty awesome opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, and then also every month, the third Thursday of the month, Laura Thomas is here, also from the Prairie 5 Aging Agency, and so she answers and helps all sorts of people with all sorts of questions, and so she's usually always here from 10 to 2, the third Thursday of each month.
Okay, and questions like for about aging, you mean, or what?
Well, let's say you want to know, okay, what are some extra things that I can get because I'm 65?
Oh.
I need some help with Medicare. What ideas do you have for it?
Oh, or how to apply for it.
Yeah, how to apply. I mean, she helps with everything. I can't believe all the different things that she does.
Mm.
We had her do a presentation here to talk about, the 10 things that you can get just because you're 55. You don't even have to be 65.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of incredible all the things that are available. But she does a lot of helping with many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's here once a month, the third Thursday of each month.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right.
Something different and exciting at the Appleton Library, I guess, huh?
That's right. Always. So what are people reading?
Well, I thought I'd talk about some books that have been on the bestseller list for so long, because we've got one of them that's been on for 81 weeks, and it's a fantasy book, The Dragon Riders by Rebecca Yarros. And I thought that was super interesting because it's also number one for a new book, is that series has continued to be super popular. Another one that's been on the bestseller list for a very long time for fiction is The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. It's a co-author of The Coddling of the American Mind, looks at mental health impacts that a phone-based life has on children.
Hmm.
So I thought, that's interesting. It's been on for 44 weeks. And then 86 weeks on the list for nonfiction is Outlive by Peter Attila and Bill Gifford. It's a look at recent scientific research on aging and longevity.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so lots of interesting things that are on the bestseller list for a very long time. I wonder if any of you received those books for Christmas or something, because, man, so popular. 80-some weeks is nothing to be sneezed at.
All right, Cindy, when's the library open and where are you located?
The library is open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. We are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue in the beautiful city of Appleton. Stop on down and visit us, or give us a call and let us help you. Our phone number is 320-289-1681.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cindy. And once again, welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. It's good to be back with all my favorite people.
All right. Talk to you next time.
Yep. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.